I am Captain Appropriate Fear.
I think he was out of breath.
That's like me after a couple pumps.
Oh, my God. Couple what?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was gas-related by the... I just can't.
I don't even know what to say.
I think I don't know what you're doing.
What are you talking about?
You've proven to me that you know you've been overmatched in this Little League conversation, because why else would you say to Dan Dibley, Danny, please, when you come in here, you've got to get on Steiny. You've got to get on Steiny.
No, we know how to, it's telepathy. We communicate without words, and Willard's already going to be on your neck. Whoa. You're going to cower to him.
Oh.
But Dibs looked at me like he's coming for
you. Well, if Willard says I'm wrong, I'll admit it. I'm scared of Willard. Let's go to Jake in Berkeley.
All right, Jake.
Hey, Jake. How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing good, guys. I've been listening to the Little League stuff all day.
Jake.
And, you know, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Sir. Can't wait.
Yeah. Hey, Guru, I just got to say, I love you, man. This is not to take a pot shot at you.
Take it.
I really want you to think about this. Oh. If the knockout tournament had been broadcast on ABC and the whole country saw, you know, what happened, would it have taken you a longer time to get over it mentally? And then take that and put it on like an 11-year-old's developmental stage. I think that's, you know, a kid could really have a hard time with that.
Jake!
I like that.
Love you.
But to Jake's point or question,
yeah.
Evan, and I mean this as you look at me, it still would have been, and wouldn't
harrowing.
Have, no, it wouldn't have marred the experience to go into Chase Center and be on the same floor and shoot baskets that Steph Curry shoots on.
Guru.
Like, I'm being serious. And he's right. It might take a little longer, but.
Well, then why, when I made the wonderful call of Guru's out, he's out, did you dislike us doing that?
No, it was you, because you were happy I was out.
Okay, so it did affect you more. It affected you more.
No, I thought you had my back.
Yeah, let's do it again.
This is the official 95.7 The Game knockout round. Guru at the foul line.
So, Steiny, I don't know if you know Keith, Mr. Jennings. He
remember, you only have 10 seconds to shoot the free throw.
Be quiet, Steiny. Here we go.
All right, Guru's shot is up. It misses.
You got to get it, Guru.
It misses, and the other guy has made it. And Guru is eliminated. Donald the Guru Johnson has been eliminated. He has been eliminated.
I'm out.
Donald the Guru Johnson has
been
eliminated.
I'm out.
See, that has affected you.
No.
More than it
you
normally would.
You stabbing me in the back, taking joy out of one of my failures.
I'm going to ask
that's
Evan.
That's what hurts,
listen,
Evan. Thank
listen.
You for telling me.
I'm
going to
ask Evan.
I'm going to ask Evan and Grandy
this, because you're not in this one. You don't do play-by-play. Can we play it one more time? And you guys tell me, you're the pros. You tell me if this is glee or this is just capturing the moment.
Be honest.
This is the official 95.7 The Game knockout round. Guru at the foul line.
So, Steiny, I don't know if you know Keith, Mr. Jennings. He
remember, you only have 10 seconds to shoot the free throw.
Here we go. I'm all business.
Here we go.
All right, Guru's shot is up. It misses.
You got to get it, Guru.
It misses, and the other guy has made it. And Guru is eliminated. Donald the Guru Johnson has been eliminated. He has been eliminated.
I lost. I'm out.
Down the Guru Johnson has been eliminated.
I'm out.
That's my normal voice.
That is not your normal voice.
That's, I would be the same way. That is not joy.
You can't
Evan,
even keep
please,
a straight
no,
face right
no.
now.
That is called, you guys know, it's not easy to capture the moment.
You weren't calling a game 7 walk-off. That was the first shot of the competition.
It was the most exciting play of the game. You know how like Crook and Kipe have to pick a player of the game? Sometimes they pick the guy who had a hit in the first inning.
It was the euphoria of me not winning it, and that's my normal voice. You said eliminated 5 times.
It's my announcer's voice.
You know what I think would get you into these Little League regionals, Steiny?
Oh,
if you could, if we could put Guru on the mound and have him give up a home run, I think you would really
like
this
laughing.
Little League World Series thing.
Dude, he's turning red.
I would love if I didn't, you know, I don't want him playing on TV, but if I got a job announcing these 11-year-olds.
People saying that was ecstasy to you. That, like, Steiny.
Guru,
I just love. You woke up saying whoever wins, And it's okay. Don't let it be my partner.
I never said
I'll
no.
I'll never hear the end of it. No. And that came out. Evan,
that's not,
you've
that's,
done play-by-play.
That's not who I am.
Eliminated. You were five different times. Eliminated.
Well, it was a great call.
I thought it was a really good call.
Because you were happy.
But you were the story of the game. It was like, okay, it would have been like the three-point shooting contest with Curry, and he goes 0 for 5 to start. Curry has been eliminated. There's no joy. It's just, wow, that's big news, and I tried to capture it.
Dude.
The best I can do for you, Stein, is it sounded like the home team call for the guy who eliminated Goo. There was excitement in what he did, maybe because of who he eliminated.
Oh, Grandy telling the truth. You didn't even know the guy that eliminated me, but you thought he was your nephew, man.
Well, he wasn't. He was. It didn't
he
matter.
He did the Lord's work for you.
It didn't matter who he was. You were the story going in. You were the biggest story going into the knockout.
Do you know
knockout.
What's sad, Steiny? No, seriously, guys, Grandy, Evan, listeners.
Right.
Do you know what's sad?
Hmm.
Is that was part one. I've lost twice.
Oh, I know.
You weren't even at the second one.
I know.
Now it hurts more here in the original, but Evan told me to go get the rebound, and that hurt. I could have stayed in it.
I mean, that's probably why the second one wasn't as good, is I didn't have much energy behind
Uncle
it. I felt
Oney,
bad.
So much joy from Steiny on that call. Yep. We get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was your Jim Nance.
Dude, it was a good call.
It was.
If we could get that guy for 4 hours, boy, we'd be, boy.
We have today.
Oh, man.
Hey, by the way, if you go to a dog rescue place, do they have corgis? That's what you want to know,
yeah,
right?
A Yorkie.
Or do you have to get a...
Huh? I want a Yorkie.
Oh, a Yorkie or a corgi?
A Yorkie. The small, pretty dog.
So not the one that Princess Diana had.
No, no.
Okay.
But that I would take that.
Okay,
they're not going to have them at the pound.
Is Yorkie a purebred?
That I don't know.
Because
I just know it's a beautiful, expensive dog.
Yeah, I would not go to a dog rescue.
Like Whitley Sandretto, the lovely Whitley Sandretto. She has a Yorkie. You ever see her on IG? Tupac, she called. That's the name. Just beautiful. My Aunt Staphylene in Dallas has one.
Okay.
They are great dogs.
Yeah.
Let's go to Steven in Oakland. Hey, Steven. How are you?
Hey, guys. I hear you bickering again. So I just got a couple of questions because I feel like I'm on Steiny's side with this. Steiny, was this the first shot out of the game?
Yes, sir. The very first one.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you have is your classic David and Goliath situation where Goliath goes down immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You would never expect this. And the saving grace for Steiny is the inflection of his voice. It doesn't go up. It stays flat. It does, he puts force into it, but it stays flat, meaning he doesn't really care. It's just, it's the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He had to capture the moment. I'm fully on Steiny on this.
Wow.
You got to make sure when you come into these events, you're not coming in Goliath falling flat on your face, or it's going to be called out every time.
All right. I got you.
Don't be a stranger, Steve.
In the 650, this hit me, Steiny. Somehow Guru's eliminated immediately and it's Steiny's fault. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the joy you took in me being knocked out.
It's funny. It's not the joy.
Evan would have never did it like that. He would have did it pro and grandy, but the joy you took in watching me just revel in
the
disgrace.
Reality is I had the good fortune to announce something that doesn't happen all the time.
Well,
it's like watching.
Happens once a year.
Now, Evan is, wow. Now that hurt. Wow, E. Yeah.
Oh, what's your bold move? Go ahead.
Well, it's kind of.
I know.
You and Evan can take over. But you asked me for, if I'm the Warriors and I can make a bold move.
Well, hold on.
This is not personal. Go ahead.
Let me set it up.
Yeah.
Just because. And maybe we'll do this tomorrow.
Laughing
Monk Brewing. I know. Goose wanted to get around to this, and it just so happened
I'll
we haven't.
I'll be listening on the Odyssey app.
Evan threw out there, what would be the boldest move that each of our Bay Area pro sports teams could do right now? Like what would be the boldest move that the Warriors could do, the Giants could do, or the Niners could do. I struggled with this, but go ahead.
On all three or just one? Because I had
kind
one.
All three.
No. All right. I'm going to lead Ricky Henderson. I'm going to lead off with the Warriors.
Okay.
This would solve the conundrum that you have with Kuminga. This is not personal. And this would be the best for the Warriors right now. And that would be trading Draymond Green, putting Kuminga right in that slot. And the haul that you would get from getting Draymond Green, you're instantly younger, and hopefully you would get younger again with what you would get back. And Data, if you're listening, I love everything you've done for us, but you are in the way, and nobody will ever say it. So that's my bull. Look at me and give me a letter grade on that. If that could happen, oh my gosh.
That'd be a B. That'd be a good solid B.
No A?
Well, you know what the A is. The A is, if you're going to do that, try to hit the grand slam. Move Curry.
Well, oh my God.
I mean, like okay, this
is
what
have a way of ruining it.
I cannot stand this. Let's talk about the boldest moves a franchise could make. Okay, for the Warriors, it'd be moving Curry. Oh, Steiny, you're ruining
but
it.
He's valuable. I believe Dre is not as valuable as Steph.
Hence we could still... why it would be more bold to move Steph.
Oh, you just... I totally agree, Goo. But you just have a way of ruining everything.
I'm not ruining anything.
It was Draymond, keep Steph and Jimmy and what you got back from the hall. They really would have action. May have it now.
Who?
The Warriors.
If what?
If they stay healthy and keep Kuminga.
Okay, that's
what
you think.
Think about the insanity
and
of
you
that.
Also, yeah, thank you, Priest. And you also think the Giants are getting hot soon. Go ahead.
This one's going to piss Evan off. He don't even know. I know it's going to get mad. This Giant related, you shop Chapman. See what you can get from Matt Chappie and Stoddy. Maybe you get a starter. You put Schmidt at third base and you live with with what happens. But that would be it might not be the right move, but he's 32. Evan, what if you could get something for him?
You mean like a third baseman?
No, Casey would take third. Casey Schmidt would take third.
That's great. Guy who hits seven homers.
It is bold.
There we go.
I mean, to me, the bold move is something you've suggested. The bold move would be fire Melvin. That to me would be.
But do you really think that would be bold?
I do, actually, because it would be an indication that Buster Posey believed in something 2 months ago and 3 or 4 months later realized that he didn't believe in something.
And this is why I love our listeners. Real quick, Stoney from the 408. And this would be bold. Bring back Bruce if he were available.
Bruce who?
Bochy.
Oh.
Would that constitute bold to you? Bold. Oh, my gosh.
Honestly, no. That isn't bold. Like, I don't think...
Well, getting rid of Melvin would be bold, so it would be in a sense because you're giving his job to Bruce Bochy.
Well, maybe we just look at it different. Like I don't think Posey was a bold move. I think it was their way of saying, let's get back to our past. If they hire Bruce Bochy, I don't know if it would be bold or it would just be like the safest thing you could possibly do because 8 years ago, he had success with
guys
that he'll never...
Well, he just had success 3 years ago winning the World Series.
And
so
you want to bring him on to here managing guys he's never managed before. Fine. I'm not saying it's not.
You got one for me?
For which team?
Warriors.
I told you what it was for the Warriors.
Oh, Kurt. But nobody wants to hear that. Don't you understand?
Well, then phrase the question differently.
Outside of Curry, what's a bold move that the Warriors could make?
That's fair. Move Butler.
I think that qualifies, okay? What would you...
No!
How attractive would he be, guys?
Not very.
Evan, Butler, he's still attractive. Come on.
He might be able to get you something.
Yeah.
But... I also got to remember what they gave up for him.
Man.
All right, what about
you can get Wiggins back.
Oh, God. Warriors go back to Wiggins. Giants go back to Bochy. Harbaugh will be coaching the Niners next.
Well, they might want that.
Dude, wow.
That's true.
Jimmy, you see what he did for Trey Lance? This is the one I had a struggle with, Stoney. 49ers? I know we're up against it, yeah.
We're not actually, dude. We got 8 minutes left.
We got time then.
I know. Too much.
I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Trade Bosa. If he had a bad, if he had one more subpar year, Stani, I'm telling you, it's something you got to look at, man. You have paid this man like the beast that he's been up until last year. I think of the playoff run a couple years ago, no sacks. Not blaming up, putting it. I'm just saying, we're talking bold moves, but Stani, he would fetch you something.
Here's a good one from the 925. Bold move on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. Here's a bold move for the Niners. Trade for Terry McLaurin.
Now, what would that entail? Because, boy, that would be great. But aren't you in receiver hell in a sense,
I guess that's why you would do it.
What if they take Brandon Ayuk and you'd probably have to send picks?
Dude.
But, like, a second, a third, and Brandon Ayuk.
If I would do that, and the reason I would do it, guys, I'm being real, is you get out of that umbrella of what Ayuk is going to be after injury.
But the whole reason that Terry McLaurin is holding out is because he wants a contract.
Well, who's so better to you two? And you guys are going to laugh at me.
Well, it's easy. Who's better?
Scary Terry?
Yes.
I think they're pretty comparable.
McLaurin's the only guy who's had four straight 1,000-yard receiving yards.
Yeah, and Ayuk's the only one who's been a second-team All-Pro.
But I think we know.
I got my popcorn.
Okay. Yeah, Ayuk's better than McLaurin. All right.
No.
Wait, Sonny, I thought you were the guy that said 1,000-yard seasons don't matter
anymore.
Evan,
you stole it from me. Damn it.
Evan.
I was coming with it.
Evan,
you are incredible, Stiney. You cooked the books.
I think McLaurin is better than Ayuk.
Shut up.
For no other reason than he's done it.
And I don't think you're by yourself.
All right.
But if the Niners could get off Ayuk after the injury, I think they would do it, Evan. That's all I'm saying, Stiney.
Boldest move for our Bay Area teams. The Valkyries hiring Brandon Pajemski to coach.
Now that is bold.
Yeah, that would,
they got to win tonight.
That would who?
Valkyries. Bosco will be in the house.
Who?
Nahegan. Said he was going.
The game is at home. Okay.
Yeah, you want to remind people who they play, Steiny?
They play the Las Vegas Aces,
who beat the Fever last night.
The Fever didn't have Clark,
but they still got one of my favorite players.
Who? Who?
On the Fever.
Who? What's her name? Can you name any other player than Kaitlyn Clark?
No, Aaliyah Boston, Stani.
But that's when... thanks, Evan.
No,
you're such a friend.
No, I'm excited about the conversation we had, man.
Lock in this Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, with the Morning Roast and Stiney and Guru live from the Laughing Monk Brewery in Sunnyvale. That's tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Both shows are going to get you ready for week one of the preseason, joint practices, and it's a preview of our live location for every Red and Gold pregame show for 49ers home games this upcoming season. So come by Thursday, that's tomorrow, August 7th, at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale to hang out with the Morning Roast and Stiney and Guru. You know what? This is the one that I had, believe it or not. On the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. All three of my bold moves for the three teams.
All right.
Curry was the bold one for me. But
oh, that was real.
It was the only bold moves I could really come up with were firing all three guys. Like, bold move would be, go ahead, fire Kerr. Bold move, fire Melvin.
Point, it wouldn't be Kerr,
Bold move, fire Shanahan.
Well, I'm reading here. He's got one that, Stoddy, if he doesn't fix it, would you think about Devers if he could get off of him?
No, not
but
yet.
But that would constitute bold. You get your bopper. He didn't really bop for you.
You can't trade him now.
I know.
What was that you said about his home run trot, Stiney?
This is where I just, you're going in a little too hard on him.
My point is this. If you watch Devers, if you watch his home run trot and compare it to if he's trying to go first to third on a single, it's the same speed.
Honey, stop, man.
It's the same speed.
It's not. You know it, man.
It just is. So, you know, if, for example, if Devers hits a home run and they pan to him in between first and second base, and then the next time up they pan to Devers trying to go from first to third on a single, you won't be able to tell which is which is the home run trot and which is the him trying to get to third.
Now, let me ask you a question. I'm being real on Devers. We made a bet with Jake Moody. I'm loving that one. Devers has four homers with the
Giants.
That
many, huh?
What if I were to bet you he would get, he's going to end up with 10 or more? Would you take that
with
bet?
With the Giants?
Yes. And there's about what? I can tell you now. Would you take?
No, I'm not taking that because.
No, I think I will. Like, come on, man. He's going to run into six more, Stoney.
Well, there's how many games left? 45, 50?
They're 58 and 57. Right. So
in other words, essentially, if he hits six homers from this point on, that's like a 19 homer a year clip.
You think he can get to 15?
No.
No, yeah, I think 15's too steep.
Although,
you think he can? I mean, hope.
I'll take that bet.
15.
Well, he's already got 11 four, right?
More.
Yeah, 11 more.
He needs 11 more,
You know what the
A lot of pressureless baseball coming up,
but
boys.
But see, I don't want to be you because people will come in here when we talk Giants thinking I don't want him to hit one. And I want him to hit as many as he can. But that's what's giving you any indication, Evan? And they're coming back home against the Nationals and Padres, so this park has not exactly been Wrigley Field for him.
He's got one at home.
Does he have that many?
Yeah, just the one to lefty against Boston.
Yeah, you're right.
I have to imagine he's going to start hitting some home runs.
15.
You know what? I was surprised. Look at Devers' RBI total for the year. Like, he may get 100 RBIs. Wait,
sorry, I think he might have five because he's got two at home. He had the two against the Braves, and then he went deep in this series, right?
Oh, yeah, he went upper deck.
Yeah, I'll take him getting 10 more home runs.
All right, you guys can bet that. I can sit out.
All right, Evan,
I
want
to beat Okay.
Yeah, no. He wants to beat, and I don't want to win the bet, and I'm not happy. You do it to where, when it comes, you lose that way.
All right, you and I, let's do it.
All right. Just for the hell of it.
10 more homers from this moment on.
He's going to hit 10 more.
If he hits 10, Evan wins the bet.
Yeah. If he gets 15, he wins.
Dude, how many RBIs does Devers have all year?
We don't have to talk about that.
No, I'm saying I think he's going to still knock in 100 runs.
Oh, 78.
78? Oh,
look, take that to the bank.
78 now RBIs.
Take that to the bank.
What the hell?
He's actually got 20 with the Giants.
That's unbelievable. I mean, goo. Now, I know you don't want to criticize Posey. Damaged goods.
I mean, what would... No, stop.
He got a lemon. He bought a lemon.
Have you seen the plays he's made at first base? We hadn't talked about it much.
Yeah, and big play, Monday night when he threw the guy out at the plate on the last play of the game
to save the win.
Oh, no, he's a regular Matt Olson over there. All right, we got crossover next. And you know what? I'm not going to get mad.
But the fact that you got to psych yourself out is what bothers me.
You're damn right.
He's just a man.
Because you three are going to try to pick at me, and all I'm going to say is there's no malice.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Baseball has spoken. Get the kids off the field.
That was so...
A reminder that all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop? The segment was also brought to you by Cars for Kids, Cars with a K. I'm scared of Willard.
95.7 The Game congratulates Cars for Kids on 30 years of changing lives. Over a million cars donated. More than 100,000 kids helped. Be part of the legacy. Donate your car today at carsforkids.org and join over a million satisfied donors.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Lawton Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is a 5-star facility located in the Sunset District of San Francisco and in close proximity to our preferred partner, UCSF Medical Center. At Lawton, you're in good hands with world-class nurses led by a well-known and UCSF-affiliated medical director in Dr. Darby Clayson. Contact Administrator Dan Daly at 415-566-1200. That's 415-566-1200 for any additional information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
Cache Creek Casino Resort has never been ordinary. For 40 years, we've redefined how a luxury casino resort experience should feel. We've hosted some of the biggest names in entertainment, partnered with luxury brands, and championship sports teams. This summer, play at Cache Creek Casino Resort for your chance to win a breathtaking 2025 Porsche. Luxury isn't just something you see, it's something you feel. Win the drive of a lifetime. Cash in at Cache Creek Casino Resort.
This is Chris Dolan.
And I'm Vanessa Denniston, senior attorney from the Dolan Law Firm.